This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one. Yeah.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Anthony Gucciardi here with Rob Dew. It's the Alex Jones Show Sunday edition. And Alex, again, is coming up at the last segment of the show to give you his take on what's happening with the debates, what's happening with the election, where it's all going. We had Richard Reeves on the ground in New Hampshire giving us an update of what's happening. And now we're segueing a little bit into more news and also the almighty Super Bowl, which begins in 30 minutes, Rob.
It does. And, you know, we do have a Leanne McAdoo report. She went out on the street and talked to people in Austin of what they thought. It was after the last Democratic debate. You know, they snuck it up on us. They said, all of a sudden, now we're going to have all these debates because people actually want to see debates. Because look at all the people watching the Republican debate, even though the last Democratic debate, I think 4.6 million watched. So not a lot of people care. I think the Democrats already had their mind made up who they're going to vote for. But Leanne McAdoo was out on the street. What's the title?
Yeah, actually, that's a great idea. I had that one starred. Yeah. Is Hillary Clinton feeling the burn? Leanne went out. It's very timely, actually, so we should play it. Yeah. Leanne went out and did a man on the street, which are my favorite type of videos, and asked people about what's going on, if they're actually into Hillary. And it yielded some very interesting results. If we have that video queued up, let's go ahead and play it.
Darth Vader.
Hey, who do you guys think won the debate last night?
We didn't see it, I'm sorry.
No? Yeah. Feeling the burn? Or?
Absolutely, I'm all for Bernie Sanders.
Yes?
All day.
Republican or Democrat?
It was Democrat.
Yeah, I know.
Not Hillary, that's for sure.
I like Bernie a lot.
You're feeling the burn.
I'm not about to burn, but I mean, he's saying a lot of things. I just don't know that he can get anything done in our political system, you know?
Unfortunately, based on this year's candidates, I'm feeling the desire to move to Canada. Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders? Who are you wanting to see in the White House?
A Republican.
Well, how strange do you think it is that he's almost tied with Clinton? She was like a shoe-in for president.
I don't think it's strange at all when you look at some of the behind-the-scenes campaign work that he's done and just the number of individual contributions that he was able to collect. I think more people are on board with Bernie than you might, than the national media wanted us to think. So
I just don't think they really understand what socialism means. So I think they're going to be very surprised if he wins.
Well, I think that democratic socialism is just that's the political system that's going to survive in our world today. I mean, all the countries in Europe that are successful, Scandinavian countries, German countries, that's what they do. You know, you get somebody that takes care of you your entire life, and you pay heavily for it.
I used to go to school in Vermont, and I'm definitely feeling the burn pretty hard. So,
what do you see for the empire?
I see success.
So, are you feeling the burn or?
No. Oh, no. I'm on the other side.
So why do you think Clinton hasn't been arrested yet?
She's protected by the political powers. So she's got a big veil of strength in front of her that they can't get through.
Do you think it's a failure of our political system that she's like the front runner for the presidency?
Oh, yes. Oh, do I agree. That's why I'm voting for Trump. I was a Democrat all the way, but Republican all the way.
I'm a Democrat, and I feel like both candidates are just not suited for what we have, and Donald Trump is at a completely different card, so it's a really tough decision. You don't think he would run the country like a business?
God, I think he'd run it like a circus.
So you were Democrat, and now you're voting Trump?
Right.
Wow, what happened?
Well, because I'm tired of all the bull, you know what I mean? And I don't think he's out there for the money. I think he's out to straighten this country out.
Yeah.
And that's what we need. We need somebody who's going to bring back our jobs, stop outsourcing everything, and build the borders, like he said.
Hillary may be a bitch, but you know what? She's our bitch.
Join me.
So you don't see her getting arrested or indicted for anything?
Oh, come on. Bill Clinton had a blowjob in the Oval Office, and he got indicted, but he didn't get impeached. I mean, come on, over some emails?
Question.
Well, there you go. Those are some interesting responses, were they not?
It was. It's always interesting to see what people have to say, especially after these debates. And, you know, a lot of people are still asleep, but we have some out there that are awake. You know, it's interesting to see when you find those people out on the street. We find them all the time, people that are awake. And, you know, what are you doing out there? Are you waking people up? Are you sitting on your couch just pretending everything's okay, curling up in a ball? Or are you going to wake up?
Don't curl up in a ball. We'll be right back. This is the Alex Jones Show. More news, special reports, and a story to share with you.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It is the Alex Jones Show. It's Super Bowl Sunday. In under 24 minutes, the Super Bowl starts. But you're not going to be watching the Super Bowl because you're going to be with us where the real fight is and actually doing something with your life. And I'm not attacking people to watch the Super Bowl again. But remember, this is more meaningful. This is a red alert scenario. This is an emergency transmission. Plus, Alex is coming up in a few segments to talk about his take on all this and what he finds to be the number one story right now. And we're going to get into some news. We've got a report how the DHS is using an F-15 jet fighter warplane over to protect the Super Bowl today with just a few jet fighters, because it is, after all, the most important thing in the world. But first, I want to share a story with you guys. And I also want to get Rob Dew's take on this, who's riding shotgun with me for this entire program. And this is representative of how easy it is to overcome a bully. When I say a bully, what do I mean? I mean a bully such as the overreaching bloated government in some ways, such as just bullies of all kind, they're often pretty weak. So I was driving today. I was going to a restaurant. For those of you who don't know how Austin works, there's this thing where aspiring restaurateurs open restaurants in bad parts of town because it's cheap and they can have a good restaurant there. So I'm going to check out my buddy's restaurant. So I park in somewhat of a bad part of town, but I'm going to go to the restaurant, whatever. I'm from somewhat of a bad area. I know how to conduct myself. So I go into this convenience store, and someone follows me into the convenience store right after I get out of my car. I look around. It's this guy. He's, like, super jacked, and he's got, like, face tattoos, like, in weird languages all over himself. And he's just staring me down, walking, like, 2 feet behind me. So I go to get a water, buying, like, a smart water out of the convenience store. I go up to check out, and he's still following me after getting the water with nothing in his hands to the checkout. Again, super close behind me. I check out. Even the checkout guy is looking at him and looking at me like, what's going on here? I walk out the door, and he follows me out the door, and that's when I realize, okay, I have to do something right away. So I'm walking over to the restaurant, and he's still walking with me, getting closer and closer and closer, and that's when I turn around, and I'm not like some hulking person. I turn around and said, hey, what's up, man? And he just changes his expression from like a cold-faced, like face-tatted, jacked-up dude looking at me all angry to, nothing. And he walks away and goes to his car and drives away. Okay, so look, here's what this means. It is so easy sometimes to actually stand up to people. I mean, that guy could probably destroy me, okay? But I'm looking at him in the eyes and saying, hey, what's up, man? And it's that. It's actually just caring and looking at him with intent and saying, hey, you don't mess with me. Even though he could destroy me physically, looking at him and confronting him made him back off and really run away and get into his car. So what does that mean in the larger view?
It means once you actually stand up for yourself and do something about it, with all of this crap going on, officially stand up, the bully will run away. The bully is weak. The bully is insecure. The bully has no power over you. None of these things have power over you. You can actually stop it by confronting and saying, I'm not going to deal with that. What's wrong with you? When you stand up, you'll be surprised.
It's like pulling out
your enemies fall.
It's like pulling out a camera if the cops have stopped you or a CPS person wants to come into your house. You pull out a camera and you start filming them. They're going to change because then they don't have anything to they're not hiding behind that badge. They're not hiding behind their authority. They have to say what they are. They have to uncloak themselves. And that is the quickest way to get somebody to turn. Just pop out your camera and say, we're going to tape all our encounters together. I just want you to know that, especially if you come in my house.
You know, this is something that most people definitely can't say. When I went into the NSA headquarters and I was arrested years ago, which I'm very sorry, NSA, for doing that, because I was told if I came back, I would be thrown into a military prison, so I'm very, very sorry for that. I was told that I was going to potentially be eaten by a dog, mm-hmm. German Shepherd, yeah. who was a militarized German Shepherd. But once we realized and told them that we were live streaming, right, which is a very brutish way to do it, but once we told them we were live streaming, they totally changed, and everything was okay. And
by the way, this is going out to millions of people,
exactly.
Just so you know.
They tried
just
to steal our cameras and take everything out of it, and my whole thing with the NSA... And I'm not all about, like, getting in cops' faces and filming them. No, I'm not about that. But the NSA is literally collecting every single thing that we do. So my angle was, why not go to the NSA and ask them for the information? So that's what we did. We said, hey, give me your ID, bro. Give me your information. Give me your browser history. Take your laptop out and just let me see it. Let me look at it. Because they're doing that to us, right? So there's definitely tactile ways. Anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about the Super Bowl. I want to hear your take on all this. Because I've kind of... pontificated my views that it's really, if we could take 10% of the energy of everyone watching the Super Bowl, over 120 to 180 million people, and just put it in something that matters, imagine what we could do, right?
We could do a lot.
We could change the world in 5 seconds. But meanwhile...
we could get leaders that really believe in what they're doing.
Exactly, exactly. Do we have enough time now to go to this clip?
We
about the DHS? We do not have enough time. We'll help to hold it up as the next segment. Well, I want to hear your take on the Super Bowl. Tell the people... A lot of people are about to go actually watch it in the next 15 minutes. Tell the people what you really think about the Super Bowl.
You know, I've never understood football, why people are so obsessed with it to begin with, because you have like 5 or 6 different officials out on the floor. Everything is a penalty. There's too much stop and go. It's just, to me, it doesn't have enough oomph in it. And if I ever watch a game, I just watch the highlights. Because that's the only – it's like, let's get these 10-second bits of entertainment and watch those. I'm not going to sit down for 3.5 hours and waste my life. But that's what they like to do. They like you to sit down and waste 3.5 hours of your life 2 or 3 times on a weekend just watching these games so they can push their corporate feces on you. I mean, that's what I really feel
right.
about professional sports in general. But I'm a pro sports fan. I think I play basketball.
Yeah.
I like to snowboard.
I don't think there's anything wrong with watching sports.
Nothing every once in a while.
It's when you get sucked in
exactly.
too much. It's like anything else, really. It's addiction of anything else. But once you get sucked in, and I noticed, though, it is created in such a way to draw men in and use their primal instincts on things that could be creating and touching people in their lives and just enhancing the world. Mm. Instead, it's like instead of memorizing important facts and information or watching what's going on in the world, they memorize the stats of the players. They worship the players, who a lot of the times are not very good role models, right? They all look up to them. I actually, you know, used to have a friend that was a perspective from the NFL or whatever, and people would just worship him. I mean, just worshipful. This guy was nothing special, that's for sure. It takes the primal essence of men and focuses it in the wrong way. And again, though, I understand it. Who cares if you watch sports? It's when you get addicted to it and start worshiping, and people, you can walk into Boston with the so-called enemy jersey, you know, it's just another team made up of people that aren't even from the city you live in.
They can beat you
up. It's like the Philadelphia Eagles aren't all people from Philadelphia, guys. It's people from wherever. Just like the U.S. Olympics is like 90% people from other countries.
Right.
It's absurd. But you could walk in Boston and wear, I don't remember what, you know, the jersey is that they don't like over there, and they will punch you. It's been shown on YouTube. They will threaten you and get punched in the face. So if you wear like a Cowboys jersey in Philadelphia, for example, you walk around, you're like, yeah, Cowboys. They will say, you want to fight me? You want to fight? It's like male tribalism perfected into a corporate Borg weird system where it's like, It's like NFL sports sponsored by Pepsi. It's like totally absurd. It has gone to idiocracy level where people join their teams like tribes and battle each other if they don't have the same color shirt. If you don't have the same jersey color as I do, you are my enemy now.
Exactly. And people have been beat up. I think there's a he was either a 49ers fan or 49ers fans beat up a guy at a football contest and put the guy in a coma because he was wearing a different colored jersey.
And, hey, it's not to interrupt. I want to hear your story. Sorry. But, listen, it's also soccer, as they call it, football, mm-hmm. right? The same thing happens with soccer fans in other countries. They'll just kill each other, too. So it's not even just an American issue.
They've harnessed that tribal instinct with people and said, now we're going to put you guys against each other while we're taking everything from you.
It's like the Hunger Games.
Exactly.
Cities versus cities when people aren't even from that city. Anyway, Rob has a really interesting story he just pulled up. Is the Super Bowl rigged? Here are some of the biggest conspiracy theories. Sounds really interesting. You're actually telling me about that.
Yeah.
So we're going to cover that and a lot more. And Alex Jones is coming up with his take on last night's debates and his number one story that he thinks is the most essential. We'll be right back. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics, Signal Blocking, Anti-Radiation, Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi with Rob Due and countdown to the Super Bowl. We're here covering things that are way more important and way more impactful in the grand scheme of things. And Alex, coming up, is going to be joining the show to give us his breakdown of the debate last night, the election, and what he says is his number one story that no one else seems to be talking about today. Also, we've got some news right now. We're going to talk about, is the Super Bowl rigged? Here are some of the biggest conspiracy theories. This is very interesting. And then we're going to cut right to a special report.
Yeah, here's the biggest one down here. The NFL is rigged for one, which I think a lot of people know. Peyton Manning wins a decisive Super Bowl 50 and retires as best QB of all time. That's what they want. So people think that they're spending on, and you know what? There's probably some people out there making some money off of Peyton Manning winnings. I think the Panthers are in the odds of winning. But here's what they really want. They want to jack your ass. Okay, they want to jack your DNA, okay, because they're working on GMO babies. They're growing them in pigs and in cows. This is what they really want to do. This is an article by Julie Fidler on InfoWars.com. The world takes the fourth major step towards creating a GMO baby in a year. Fourth major step. Are you ready for designer babies? Because then they're going to give you a baby without humanity that wants to fight, that wants to die, and is ready to kill. And doesn't mind stuff like this. Oh, 65,000% radioactivity spike in New Jersey. New York governor owners probe into water leak. Next nuclear crisis. So they're not, but they're not worried about that. People aren't worried about that. They're worried about whether the game is rigged.
Well, speaking of the game, this year they launched F-15 fighter jets as a part of the security layout for the game. And here's John Bounds' report on that. Actually, this is that's Jacobson.
Rob Jacobson. Darren McGreen voicing it.
Very crazy stuff. Let's take a look at this.
The Super Bowl. Many Americans will argue that this single event brings more people together than any other American pastime. And just like football fans who are preparing their Super Bowl parties, the military-industrial complex is making preparations of their own. This year's spectacle won't be the star-studded halftime show, but rather the outrageously overblown security theater that's being staged in and around the event. According to CBS San Francisco Bay Area News, Super Bowl 50 security is to include F-15 fighter jets and helicopters. Again, that's F-15 jets and helicopters at the Super Bowl. If this seems a little over the top, there's good reason for it. There's much more theatrics here than actual security. In fact, many, if not all, of the security techniques being used at the event have been proven to be ineffectual by up to 95%, and yet they've still elevated their routine to include F-15s. To illustrate the incompetence of the Department of Homeland Security, just look at the testimony given by the Deputy Assistant Secretary for the Office of Screening in the DHS, Kellyanne Barisi.
Ms. Barisi, I've asked you, the number of Americans who traveled to Syria, you don't know. The number of Americans who may have traveled and returned, you don't know. The number of Syrian refugees who've entered the country in the last year, you don't know. The number of visa waiver program overstays, you don't know. The number of visa waiver overstays who may have been to Syria before they came here, you don't know. And the number of American citizens on the no-fly list, and you don't know. And yet you are the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Screening Coordination, Office of Policy, Department of Homeland Security, in front of the Oversight Committee, and you can't give us one single number. number to some, I think, pretty basic questions.
Quoting Daily Caller editor-in-chief Tucker Carlson from a Fox News appearance, he said,
these people are not just wrong on the ideas, they're totally incompetent. These are the people who built the Obamacare website. They actually, they're not good at the details is part of it. And that's why this whole thing ought to scare us a lot.
And we shouldn't ignore the fact that Homeland Security has absolutely no problem keeping the borders wide open for anyone to cross. Now, these same people are bringing to the Super Bowl what the San Jose Mercury News describes as a veritable Fort Knox for the February 7th game. Metal detectors at every entrance. Bomb-sniffing dogs at all train stops. Sharpshooters perched on rooftops and cameras everywhere. The DHS says they will be teaming up with the Air Force to provide air security against, amongst other possible threats, a slow-moving Cessna. Stories have been circulating demonstrating the special training that these pilots are receiving to aid them when intercepting Cessnas or small aircraft. And that's a lot of media coverage for what is normally considered to be routine NORAD defense drills. For decades, the United States airspace has been under the North American Aerospace Defense Command, or NORAD's Air Defense Program, who have the task to defend our domestic skies with aircraft, which includes F-15 fighters. Then why make a story out of F-15 training exercises? Well, the reason is as simple as it gets. To put a spotlight on the mighty U.S. military and the domestic Air Force. For all those watching, the biggest game of the year to see. Infowars.com has time and time again exposed the fact that the DHS has very little interest in actually keeping anyone secure and a much larger agenda in acclimating the American population to live in a security state. What we'll be witnessing during the game will be nothing short of security theater broadcast during America's most popular sporting event. The DHS, as well as the U.S. military, has a history of paying big money to the NFL to propagandize the U.S. public. Countless articles report the relationship between the DOD and the NFL, including this November 2015 Pittsburgh Post-Gazette report. The DOD paid $53 million of taxpayers' money to pro sports for military tributes. So why does the DOD want to acclimate the public anyway? On Sunday, May 6, 2012, Infowars.com reported that a leaked U.S. Army document prepared for the Department of Defense contains shocking plans for political activists to be pacified by PSYOP officers into developing an appreciation of U.S. policies while detained in prison camps inside the United States. Last July, former General Wesley Clark went on MSNBC and called for disloyal Americans to be put in internment camps. Add this to the fact that Obama, who has chaired Security Council meetings, recently teamed up with the UN to create a global police force to deal with violent extremism. We as Americans are being pushed and shoved into a global system that is outside of the U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights. And the security state theater is one way the American public is primed for the occasion. As people become more used to seeing the military in their everyday life, the easier it will be for the U.S. to become acclimated into a global system. A system where dissenters get into a military van and are never heard of again. So for those of you who are ready to put your brain into relaxation mode and sink into the big game, your relaxed mind will be unconsciously experiencing a paranoid America who lives under the reckless and unaccountable police state. The DOD.
Shh.
shower filters. We're introducing the best yet, the brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more focused, less brain fog, more energy, and it's because of Brain Force.
There's always hidden additives in your food. Even organic food has hidden additives. Staring at the computer all day, working, doing good, you're still damaging your brain. Ultimately, we've all been dumbed down to some degree.
It doesn't have stimulants. It doesn't have garbage in it. It has natural things that do it clean.
You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time.
Welcome back. It's the Alex Jones Show. This is Anthony Gucciardi with Rob Dew riding shotgun. And next segment, Alex Jones is calling in to break down what he says is the number one story right now that no one is covering properly. And I'm really excited to talk to him. And, you know, we were talking during the break. There's just so much news here to kind of digest and give to you guys. Earlier in the show, we played highlights from the election with Marco Rubio speaking like a robot. He said the same thing about four times in a row. And I remember watching it last night thinking, Well, you know, it's almost like he's saying the same thing over and over again. Sure enough, my memory was correct. He was saying the same thing over and over again. And Chris Christie called him out, which I think was one of the most amazing things Chris Christie ever did. And then there's Jeb Bush. And I walked in to get a drink of water. And I saw on the television that Fox News had Jeb Bush on. And they did it last night, too. They had Jeb Bush on. And this new angle that they're going with is Jeb Bush is sitting there attacking Donald Trump, saying, well, you know, he did this eminent domain. It's so sad he did this to a 70-year-old woman to put a limo parking lot in. And they talked about how Donald Trump shushed him and told him to be quiet. And they had Jeb Bush on again last night. And I also mentioned how I was taking an Uber the other night, and they were doing a little recap. And they talked about every single person, besides Donald Trump, on Fox News Radio, on the radio, and just totally excluded Donald Trump. You can't help but wonder if that's because, obviously, they had a falling out. So I guess they're now going to just give Jeb all of the worship spotlight.
Well, you know, it seems like the pushing of Rubio the robot's not going to work. There's really nobody else that they can't. I keep calling him Tim Cruz. That was a baseball player, but Ted Cruz.
We didn't even talk about Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz, to me, I just don't understand why he won't speak like a human being.
Exactly.
All these people are so fake. I mean, they're really so fake. That's why Trump has such high ratings, because he actually, you know,
speaks from the real. He speaks from the hip. He pulls out the gun.
It's unscripted. It's not a teleprompter. But then Ted Cruz, it's like he's been practicing in the mirror how to say it in some type of what he thinks is like a statesman way. Like, well, let me tell you, my friends, I would never, Dr. Ben Carson, I apologize from the bottom of my heart. It's like, no one talks like that. Come on, man.
Now that I have stabbed the knife in your back, I will turn it ever so slowly before I pull it out.
And maybe that does work with some weird demographics. I mean, it has to, right? I mean, it has to work with some. But to me, it just seems so ingenuine.
Yeah.
It just seems so ingenuine. And I'm talking about the full spectrum, right? I mean, obviously, Hillary is the worst offender. And she's so ingenuine. It's so fake. And you could look at her facial reflections of what she's saying. She just looks so fake.
I mean, Ron Paul is a statesman, but he will talk from the hip too.
Right.
You know, you could get him to actually say stuff. And I think that's why now they're talking about all the other candidates, because Rand Paul's out, so they don't have to mention him. They don't have to mention libertarianism or you know, real free market ideas. You could just stick with all these canned opponents who really are, you know, basically men of no substance.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I don't know how Chris Christie got to be governor. I don't know how Marco Rubio got to be senator. You know, it's disgusting what we have to look at.
Well, Marco Rubio is a good speaker. It's just all canned. And, you know, it brings me back to 2008. Say what you will. You know, Obama's, you know, we all know the truth. But the way he spoke was not so fake, right? He actually is a great speaker when he has a teleprompter. So it kind of lures you in. But to me, it's almost like if they could just realize that they don't have to be robotic, fake people, their numbers would surge, but they just can't do it. They just can't do it.
Because they're not real people. If they don't have the teleprompter in front of them, they don't have the talking points in front of them.
Resort to dirty tricks, and that's why there's articles like this. Pressure grows for an audit of Iowa caucus results. The Iowa Democratic Party is rejecting calls for it to perform an audit of caucus results from last week, despite the discrepancies that have been reported since it declared Hillary Clinton narrowly defeated Senator Bernie Sanders and won six coin tosses in a row. And actually, I have a proposition for you, Rob. I think I would back this. I don't know about you. We should have a Kickstarter or something to send Hillary Clinton to Vegas, because she would clean up. Can you imagine her at the craps table?
She could balance the stupid effing budget with her skills of odds.
Her luck.
Yes.
Her odds, I mean, it's off the chart, right? Less than 1% chance. She could go, theoretically, and play blackjack, and she could get rid of the debt. She could get rid of the national debt if we brought Hillary Clinton to Vegas, just based on those odds. She would just crush it. And I look. Confirmed Iowa Democratic Party flip delegates to Clinton. The Iowa Democratic Party's chaotic attempt to report caucus results on Monday night. The results in at least one precinct were unilaterally changed by the party as it attempted to deal with the culmination of a rushed, imperfect process overseeing the first in the nation nominating.
I like how it's 2016 and it's still chaotic. We just don't know.
Can't figure it out. These microphone apps aren't working for some reason.
You know, just people flailing around, not knowing what their real job is, and you know, and then, we flip-flopped. We didn't realize we flip-flopped.
And as always, you know, we're talking about the scripted stuff not working. Rubio misses moment as Donald Trump rises. GOP braces for long haul, even though Trump was getting blasted with boos by the establishment people in the crowd. The establishment finally struck back, but not in the way anyone might have imagined. This is on InfoWars.com from ABC News. The first Republican debate since voting began revealed a still unsettled field with as many variables as qualities among the candidates. Marco Rubio's post-Iowa momentum likely stalled in a flurry of repetition, while the three governors in the field made strong final pitches for New Hampshire. At the end of the debate, the GOP's new center of gravity looked like much like the old one. Donald Trump, center stage, poised to start winning. So it's like no matter what they throw with all their fakeness, it just is not working. And it just comes back to the same thing over and over and over. Another one, Rubio chokes from Politico, said the same thing a million times. Trump's lead grows in New Hampshire days before a primary. Donald Trump dismisses audience after getting booed at the debate. Devastating video montage of robot Marco Rubio repeating same line five times. This one says five. I read four.
I heard eight, too. It's just he repeats it so much people can't even keep count. And yet you're probably going to see him be a high second place finisher, even though nobody wants this guy in. It's just disgusting. Meanwhile, in New York,
hey, here's a good tweet.
The radioactive activity level is 65,000 times higher than what it should be.
And that's fine.
In the drinking water of the.
Isn't it leaking into the groundwater?
Yeah, it's leaking into the groundwater at the Indian Point Nuclear Power Plant. Three monitoring wells were discovered to have alarming levels of radioactivity, the governor of New York said, opening an immediate environmental probe into the issue. So that's on InfoWars.com, too. That's from RT.
Well, that's a lot harder to get out of the water than lead.
It sure is. And there's a lot of things harder. You know, fluoride's really hard to get out of your water.
I filter it myself.
Purposely put that in there. This is not purposely, but it's going to give you cancer. Fluoride they purposely put in, and it's admitted that it gives you cancer. But they still do it.
Well, look at this tweet real quick to get a little humor going. This is from Michael McDonald Comedy. Thoughts and prayers with Marco Rubio's programmers that they can fix the glitch in his database before it overheats from repetition. That was tweeted during the GOP debate. It is kind of like a robot. Now, you talk about the fluoride in the water, every single thing that's culminating in attack against your biology. And it doesn't, you're right, it doesn't seem like some people care about the studies from Harvard and so on. The government has admitted it's time to lower sodium fluoride levels. It is absolutely. And if you look at
lowered it in their government buildings, by the way.
Right.
Why they keep it high in your public water supply. They lower it in the government buildings.
Well, I know a lot of different medical doctors and dentists, and they all agree. Sodium fluoride, there's no point of it being in the water. It has some topical benefits. It does kill bacteria when you put it on your teeth. If you, like, put it topically on your teeth, it can kill the bacteria. You know, maybe it's going to kill you, too.
But, Anthony, what about the teeth in your stomach? They need some fluoride,
right.
too.
They need some fluoride, too, just like they need the birth control and the antibiotics and
the
all
BPA.
Of that. The BPA. But I do think you should go to InfoWarsLife.com because this whole show, this whole segment, everything is sponsored by InfoWarsLife.com. Get the new product Anthroplex, which is a synergistic formulation. It works super well with Superman Vitality, but also by itself, it is a great formulation to kind of fight back against the attack. It's the baseline twice daily. It was once. We jacked it up to twice daily. Same price, same low price. And it is going to get you back to your foundation. It's going to help with your male vitality, regulate your body. And I would also recommend to check out Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine because a little birdie told me we might be selling out of that pretty soon. It can take quite a long time.
Well, that and you get 15% off with Anthroplex and Superman Vitality and free shipping.
That's
if you
right.
get them together.
You get auto ship and you get an additional 10% off, which means you don't have to worry about reordering it because you're going to forget. It'll come to your door. Auto ship. You can select the amount of days. We'll be right back. Alex Jones is joining us on this broadcast to give us his breakdown.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drink, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal. And in celebration of President's Day, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. We're
living on the edge. Living on the edge. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi here with Rob Dew. And we've been breaking down a lot of the debate last night and the election cycles. And Alex Jones is scheduled to join us in this segment to give us his take. We're having some issues with the phone connection, but we're trying to get him on the air and online. And before we left you guys, we're talking about Marco Rubio, the robot, repeating the same thing over and over again. And then also talking about, a little bit off air, me and Rob were saying, isn't it amazing that almost none of the candidates show any emotion? Right? It's almost like,
Anthony, let us dispel the fiction that Barack Obama does not know what he is doing. He knows exactly what he is doing.
Right. Well, I'm sorry, Marco Rubio, is that you?
Let's not dispel this fiction that Barack Obama does not know what he is doing.
Well, it's pretty absurd to me, right? We were saying, really, the only two candidates are Trump and a little bit for Ben Carson that speak like a regular human being
yeah.
and show any emotion. and show any kind of passion. And I guess it's because we've been told, it's kind of the opposite of what we do here, we've been told to show any type of passion is bad, to show any type of emotion is bad, you have to be controlled,
don't
you have
get
to
angry
psychotropic drugs, and you have to sit there and you're there. You're not allowed to say anything.
Let's be civil.
So they think they have to sound like statesmen, and they think they have to sound all official, or Ted Cruz thinking he has to sound like, I'm very sorry to my fellow Americans. You know, it's just sound in this weird, kind of fakey, plasticky way. What people want is for people to get upset.
Right, and one person who does show emotion is Chris Christie at the buffet line. I know that for a fact.
Well, hey, Chris Christie did a great job last night calling out Marco Rubio.
He did.
And actually, you know, he does show emotion, too.
Yeah.
He gets the credit. He shows emotion. He obviously has some interesting policy, but he does show emotion, and he did attack Rubio very specifically, and he doesn't seem to do any scripts.
Well, and I think he knows that Rubio is the guy that they have to take down to get up to the Trump level, because they see that. So all the governors are now attacking Rubio, because they know when they attack Trump, he just rises in the polls.
Well, I was also going to say, they kept saying on the news last night, why did no one attack Trump? Are they afraid of him? No, they're not afraid of him. I think it's because if they attack Trump, then Trump gets mentioned and he gets to respond, mm-hmm. which means they're just dying to not give him any more airtime and not to get smacked down by him, too. Right. So if Chris Christie, for example, said, and Donald Trump, then Donald would say, well, you heard you mentioned
my name.
I get to talk. Yeah. And then they have to let him respond for 30 seconds and then over and over and over again, because there was a lot of back and forth. And it's amazing to me. They let them respond like five times. It turns into like a total crap show, you may call it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Where they're just bashing each other over and over again. But overall, I think the biggest thing that came out of it was Rubio's little surge of he's amazing now. Everyone worships him. Definitely got hit by a roadblock last night, because I think it seems like the media even is turning on him. They tried to push him out, and maybe he'll finish a strong second, but overall he's definitely not climbing anymore because people realize what's going on.
Yeah, and you're going to see that he'll get knocked down. I can't believe Kasich is still in at this point. I don't know where his money's coming from. The guy is a total. He's been polling at 0.0.0 for the last. Well, since he started. Nobody cares. Why is he still on the stage?
And then they had him on, I don't remember if it was ABC or CNN or whatever it was, one of the post shows.
They had a few of them on together.
But they had Kasich,
yeah.
And they were like, well, you could pull this together, and there's still a lot of hope. And he's like, yeah, we're in this to win it and all this stuff. And it's like, what are you talking about?
You're in it to attack Donald Trump. That's why he's in there. He's there to step on the barbed wire, fall on the barbed wire against the Donald Trump attacks. But he said he'd get out if New Hampshire, he smoked in New Hampshire, which he will be, obviously. But people need to be worried about this radioactivity spike in your groundwater in New York. I mean,
that's true. A lot of this is distraction.
Yeah.
What is it, 65,000% increased radiation spike in New York City?
Yeah.
Groundwater.
It's ridiculous. It's one of our top stories on InfoWars. It's in the...
why don't you read a little bit about that?
Yeah, let me bring it up real quick.
Because you notice that no one talks about that kind of stuff.
No, that's never.
It is kind of all a little bit of a distraction thing with the election cycle, where it's all just kind of talk and it doesn't necessarily equate to much. But things like this is what you should really be concerned about. Radioactivity increasing nearly 65,000%.
Yeah. Health and Environment Commissioners were ordered by Governor Cuomo to begin an investigation into the leak of radioactive tritium contaminated water at the Indian Point Nuclear Power Plant after an operator raised the alarm. Thank goodness we have people out there who can raise the alarm. He didn't just sit on it. He was probably told not to raise the alarm several times.
And I'm surprised this is being published.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of the three wells in question had radioactivity levels increasing nearly 65,000%. On total, the company reported alarming latest levels of radioactivity at three monitoring
wells. Well, my question is, will this be the next Flint? Right.
Well, it's got to be racist. It can only be Flint if it's racist. You know,
that's true.
It can only if minorities are getting attacked, then we could talk about it as
well,
being.
That's kind of where I was going with it.
Yeah.
Is it's sad that it has to be a politically charged issue, because Fukushima is super ignored.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's still radiation being pumped out. A third of all the radiation initially went into the Pacific Ocean. The radioactive cesium went into the Pacific Ocean, smashed up against the West Coast, goes into the United States.
Japan just had a volcano go off near a nuclear power plant. I mean, they can't buy a break for anything at this point.
They really can't. Well, they also built it on all of the fault lines near the ocean. So maybe
they don't have much room other than the fault lines in the ocean.
Well, maybe they should have just reconsidered the whole thing.
Exactly.
But... I mean, it was well known that Fukushima was built in a very bad
spot. It's been powered by samurai blades.
It's been powered by samurai blades. But, I mean, they also said 1.5 times the actual radiation was released than what they originally said.
Of course.
Goes into the Pacific Ocean, yeah. Kills everything off,
right.
Pumps into the air. There's just radioactive waste going everywhere. No one cares. And it's almost like the more important something is, the less people care about it. It is true, though. The media, obviously, if it bleeds, it leads, that kind of stuff, but has devolved into this weird thing where the media is like the Super Bowl, where it's like, actually, we should get couches. This is an idea I was discussing with a friend. We should have couches. Everyone gets a couch in the United States, and it's like Facebook. There's a button, dislike and like. So a big red button that just says dislike, and a big green button is like. And then everything that happens, they just sit there with like things in their mouth, like for their sodium fluoride water into their mouth, and they have like glasses on that they can't look to the right, like blinders, like horses, and they just watch their television, and they just sit it. And like, let's say the team they're disliking is winning, it's like, dislike, dislike, and then something happens, like a girl comes on with like a breast job, like, you know, there's like these people just sitting in chairs all day.
That's exactly how PR firms do their market research.
And that's how voting happens. Yeah, that's how voting happens.
Except they put the drops in your eyes so you can't blink.
Right, but they show like Donald Trump, and they're like, this guy's bad. He's mean to Jeb Bush. Dislike, dislike, and that's how we get our policy.
Jeb Bush's mommy says he's good.
Barbara Bush. I'm sick of Donald Trump. This is from Infowars.com.
We're sick of your whole family, lady.
In an interview with CNN, former First Lady Barbara Bush, mother to presidential candidate Jeb Bush, reveals she doesn't think much of her son's opponent, billionaire Donald Trump. Really?
Oh, yeah. Let's go to the clip. Let's hear the old...
Let's play the clip.
Please.
You dodged me on Donald Trump. Do you want to... No? You want to go full New Jersey?
No. I do not. I don't even think about it. I'm sick of him. That's very strong.
Wow, that's very strong.
And didn't Jeb say he'd die for his daddy?
I'd die for my father.
I'd go to jail.
Trump shot back this morning
saying
that Jeb brought in mommy to slap him. He says, Trump's quotes are hilarious sometimes. Wow, Jeb Bush, whose campaign is a total disaster, had to bring in mommy to take a slap at me. Not nice. Already has 13,000 likes and 4,940 retweets. Man, I got to tell you, what a wild circus we are experiencing, right? Just watching all the debates, the Republican debate, the Democratic debate, it's all a bunch of, it's a huge circus.
I just think how boring it would be if Trump wasn't in there.
That's true.
Be a snooze fest. Although we'd probably see Rand Paul would have been a little bit higher in the polls, even though he's dropped out at this point. But, I mean, he's the only thing that's kept it at least interesting from a person who likes to stand back and just laugh at the entire system.
Yes,
who continually votes libertarian.
I do laugh at the entire system. Imagine the viewership on a Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Oh, it'd be great. But I really think the American people need a Donald Trump versus Bernie Sanders debate, because you will see capitalism versus socialism, and you won't have a guy who's trying to act presidential and like a statesman. You have a guy like Trump who's going to come out and
say,
like, it'd
be perfect. Bernie tells it how he thinks it is.
That's the debate America needs, because are we going to let the millennials take over and give us everything for free?
Hey, Bernie doesn't use a teleprompter, man. He sits up there and he just speaks. He doesn't even care. He doesn't even try to sound like anything.
Right.
He doesn't even try to sound statesmanly at all. He just doesn't care.
But can you imagine if both systems are uncloaked? Because capitalism has some work, and especially the crony capitalism version of it.
We need to get rid of that.
We're
in a state of hijacked capitalism.
Right. But people think socialism is the answer, and they don't know what it's going to be like. We need to get more people on that have lived in these socialist utopias.
Yeah, and I
see how great it was.
I think only a small percentage actually would say, yes, I like socialism. They just like Bernie's whole idea, and then they don't understand what he's leading them into.
They don't know how it's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to open up my refrigerator. There'll be some food and some college education.
This is a message. Everyone that is watching this program, thank you for choosing something more meaningful and impactful and important in your life than watching the Super Bowl. Just for that, I double salute you. You are the reason we're making a difference. It's not bad to watch Super Bowl, but come on, man. Commit yourself to something that matters, like the fight for this planet. Anthony Gucciardi, Rob Dew, signing off. The Alex Jones Show.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.